Empowered women redefine leadership in the evolving economy. Tech startups are shaking things up, offering a chance for women to reach powerful positions. The technology industry is the future, and those at the top will have the power to change the old, male-dominated ways. With tech leading the economy, leaders can build fair systems where skill matters more than gender or race. Becoming a powered-up woman in today's economy, follow these three steps. 1. Find your power. Be in charge of your own life. Don't rely on others to make you feel confident or happy. 2. Rewrite the rules. Don't let anyone else set the rules for you. It's okay to challenge and change them. 3. Believe in yourself. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't succeed because of who you are. You're capable of winning, no matter what. Empower yourself, taking risks and building confidence. Empower yourself by welcoming risk-taking and learning from mistakes to break through traditional barriers. Take bold chances, even if failure is a possibility, as each misstep builds confidence. Consider all factors before diving into uncertainty. Recognize that men often exude more confidence and ask for more resources than needed, while women tend to play it safe. Don't underestimate yourself. Ask for what you truly need and deserve. Take charge, and don't hold back. A spirit of entrepreneurial boldness doesn't imply assuming entitlement. Nurture an attitude of appreciation and modesty. Stay receptive to feedback and opportunities for learning. Rather than reacting defensively to feedback, acknowledge that people offer their insights because they value your input. Take charge of your career and secure the title and pay you deserve. Empowered women become their own bosses and pursue their entrepreneurial dreams in various ways. 1. Finding opportunities. Identify unmet needs and come up with solutions. Don't let a lack of impressive job titles stop you from being innovative. 2. Exploring career paths. Don't hesitate to switch roles, companies, or areas of focus to create new opportunities for yourself. 3. Considering corporate jobs. You don't have to start your own business right away. Think about joining a large company to gain valuable experience. 4. Considering becoming an entrepreneur, spearhead exciting new projects within a big company. Create a clear plan, set expectations, find the right collaborators, safeguard your independence, and acknowledge the contributions of your team. 5. Bossing it up. Aim for official leadership roles to solidify your authority and influence. 6. Show me the money. Advocate for fair compensation that matches the responsibilities of your position. You can control how others see you and make them see you as strong. Don't let men misuse their power or change who you are to fit in with male-dominated norms. Speak up against harmful behavior. Remember, if men sexually harass you, it's against the law. Women are penalized for showing leadership traits rewarded in men. Society often penalizes women for exhibiting assertive qualities like directness and ambition, whereas men are often rewarded for the same traits. Choosing to stand up for yourself, even if it's perceived as aggressive, is ultimately more beneficial than constantly apologizing a victim mentality. It's totally normal to feel jittery before a big pitch or investor meeting. Instead of letting those nerves get the best of you, turn them into fuel for focus and determination. Keep yourself centered by sticking to a regular routine of self-care, like making sure to get your daily exercise. Success strategies for entrepreneurs. Celebrate, listen, and stay mission-driven. Take time to celebrate every victory, whether it's a major milestone or a small win. Boosting your confidence and motivation is key. Remember, your customers are the ones who know your market best. Pay attention to their feedback more than to what your investors are saying, and you'll stay ahead of the game. If you ever find your motivation flagging, take a moment to reconnect with your mission. Set these goals for yourself and let your broader vision be the driving force that keeps you moving forward. Connect with a strong inner circle instead of seeking mentorship from strangers. To kickstart your career, focus on building a supportive inner circle of people rooting for your success. Look for mentorship opportunities within friendships and work relationships. Valuable career advice often comes from those closest to you, like coworkers and friends. Research highlights a troubling gender gap. women in formal mentorship programs often lag behind men. For example, in one study, men received 15% more promotions than their female counterparts. Instead of mentors, aim to find sponsors, people who advocate for you and help you find new opportunities. Look for hyperlocal sponsors, influential individuals in your field who share your interests and are active where you are. Women's networks, support, and empowerment. Form a tight-knit group of trusted women. Lean on each other for encouragement and ideas. Seek out teams that match your values. When considering job prospects, check how many women hold top positions in the company, whether they offer chances for advancement, and what their management style is like. Assert your presence in the male-dominated new economy landscape. As people get older, events like marriage often lead them to connect more with others of the same gender. This trend can hurt women because men still control most of the money and power in many industries. But you can overcome the barriers men have set up to claim your own power. Sometimes women face obvious discrimination, but most of the time it's more subtle. Don't let men push you aside or silence you. Make sure you're part of important conversations and social groups. Here's how you can seize your power in a male-dominated field. Change your mindset. Stop seeing yourself as an outsider. The stories you tell yourself matter, so start thinking of yourself as part of the team. This doesn't mean ignoring sexism, but rather, encouraging open communication with male colleagues. Build alliances, make friends with trustworthy male coworkers, have honest conversations, and support each other. Encourage them to speak up against sexist behavior when they see it. Criticize actions, not people, to make the message clear. Get involved in male-dominated groups. Sometimes men form clubs or teams that exclude women, like fantasy sports leagues, but these connections often lead to opportunities like promotions. Consider joining these groups to broaden your network, even if you're not into their main activities. Make networking easier in male-dominated industries by using clever techniques. For instance, bring a friend along to parties so you feel more comfortable and included. Manage guilt as a working parent, overcoming common challenges. Mothers often feel more guilt about their careers than fathers do. Society tends to ask women to justify balancing work and motherhood, while men aren't held to the same standard. Women often think they need to give up their own goals to support their family. But it's never too late to change your life and overcome the beliefs holding back your career. Don't feel guilty about chasing your dreams while being a parent. Own your ambition and don't let anyone, not even your kids, guilt trip you. Look for a job in a company that respects your need to balance work and family. Stand up for yourself when your work-life balance is at risk. Many women end up starting their own businesses to create a work environment that suits their needs as parents. These women are changing how things work in the business world. Equal family leave policies. Companies ought to switch out maternity leave for family leave. It's crucial because both men and women can be hands-on parents or take care of aging relatives. The responsibility of caregiving should never rest solely on women's shoulders. Adapt when life changes direction unexpectedly. Give yourself room to make mistakes or return to work after a long break. Remember, career gaps aren't setbacks. Even successful women may have times when they step back. When life calls for a break, think about how it shapes you. What lessons did you learn? How will you approach things differently next time? If your job hunt stretches beyond 6 months, it's time to focus on your network. Find a few key contacts who can open doors for you or provide valuable insights into your industry. Make the most of opportunities to connect when you're away from home, like attending conferences. Instead of just catching up with one person, aim to meet several contacts at once. Keep tapping into industry resources to stay in the loop. Career setbacks with confidence. When unexpected disasters mess up your career plans, you've got the power to recover smartly. You don't need to prove yourself to anyone for taking time off. Focus on valuing yourself and chasing what makes you happy. Forget about how others see you. Instead, create chances for yourself and own up to your ideas. Instead of waiting for chances to come your way, take the initiative to ask for assistance. Even when things go wrong, there's a silver lining. When you reach out and seek support from others, you not only solve problems but also broaden your network. Before you quit something big, like your job, take a moment. Strong emotions can cloud your judgment, making you want to bail out fast. When you're feeling super scared, angry, or panicked, it's not the best time to decide. Give yourself a breather. Infuse a powered-up mindset across your organization. Even though you might not have authority right now, it's important to start thinking about how you can use your future power to help others empower themselves. Keep in mind that working towards more gender diversity isn't just a concern for women. Getting rid of gender bias is something we all need to work on. Fight bias. Urge your organization to adopt action-focused diversity programs to tackle both conscious and unconscious biases. Avoid quotas. Never rely on quotas for diversity. It can give the impression of prioritizing numbers over talent. Instead, hire based on qualifications and skills needed for the job. Stay true to values. Let your personal values steer your decisions at work. Utilize the power to instill your values into the corporate culture and even influence your entire industry. Key points. 1. Empower yourself by taking charge, challenging norms, and believing in your capabilities. 2. Identify and create opportunities, whether through entrepreneurship or corporate roles. 3. Seek sponsors over mentors, focusing on support from a strong inner circle. 4. Assert your presence in male-dominated fields by changing your mindset and building alliances. 5. Balance career and parenthood without guilt, advocating for equal family leave policies. 6. Recover from career setbacks by valuing yourself, seeking support, and staying true to your values.